Music and Freedom, written by Zoe Morrison and read by Uli Bavet. I knew what the sound was when I heard it, but I didn't believe it. It could have been anything, I told myself. A bell tolling in the distance. Someone else's alarm clock. I descended the stairs that morning wearing night clothes and layers of old bedding. They dragged behind me. I was already very cold. At that time of day, the house was grey and all shadows. Then again, when was it not? I might have been confused for part of the house itself. The layers, the shape of them, even the colour of the materials which blended in so uncannily. I could have been a walking piece of furniture. Except for my face, that is. Glimpsed within this odd shroud, my hand coming out to touch the wall. No. You would be mistaken in thinking I was anything but a person. My aim was to die slowly, so that I could organise the house. I had developed a structure for those dying days, a sequence of four actions I repeated. So far, they had not been interrupted. Down the hall, still close to the wall, into the study, and all of this done slowly. I was already slight, my white hair uncombed. By the fireplace, I struck a match, held the small flame downwards. It crept onto a page, appeared to pause for a second as if looking around, checking, then started upwards. I put some books onto the fire, lowering them carefully. A new theory of capitalism, the significance of monetary policy, capitalism and freedom. On the desk by the window were stacks of sheet music, albums, catalogue labels and file boxes. There were also piles on the floor. I was only up to B. I picked up an album of Bach partitas, heard the first one begin in my head as I made a label, tucked it away. I reached Beethoven that morning, a book of his old bagatelles, then went out to the hall. The phone was a relic, old, black and heavy. I dialed the number. This time, he answered quickly. "Hello?" he said, relaxed. "Hello?" Sharp. I hung up hastily.